Welcome to the DSS FedHealth Forward podcast series. The prevalence of diabetes and other chronic diseases in the veteran population is a serious challenge to the VA's mission of delivering the best possible quality care for veterans. In fact, one in four veterans had diabetes in 2017, according to the National Diabetes Statistics Report. And since then, the diagnosis of diabetes has continued to rise in this country overall. This points to the need for effective virtual diabetes and chronic disease monitoring and management solutions, which are right at the patient's fingertips. To help veterans combat this serious health risk, DSS has partnered with DiaSist, a leading specialist in the development of chronic disease management solutions. And to talk further about this with us today is Chun Yong, the CEO of DiaSist. And Chun, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, great to have you. And let's go ahead and kick it off, if you don't mind. Tell us about DiaSist, the company's history, legacy, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. DiaSist actually came out of the Atlanta VA, you know, which is pretty unique in the sense that we have been working on this solution for quite a while, way before telehealth or virtual care or even chronic disease was really recognized as a national health problem or national need. About 10 years ago, I was personally just a measly technical research assistant at the Atlanta VA as part of my research, as part of my senior thesis, actually, out of Georgia Tech and Emory University for my biomedical engineering degree. I was actually paired off with very brilliant endocrinologist and researcher at the Atlanta VA Medical Center, as well as Emory University. And we together started to work on several different technical solutions, software solutions to actually help a lot of our clinical studies for diabetes back in the day. And since then, it's actually evolved into something much more than that. We, after a lot of experience with utilizing the technologies that we've developed for those clinical research studies, we eventually expanded that to more and more patient populations for the purposes of monitoring and managing their diseases. And we eventually formed a company out of it just over 5-6 years ago and started to really bring our solution into the market to help more and more patients, both at the VA as well as outside of the VA. So it's been quite an interesting journey. And obviously, due to rapidly changing market conditions, you know, this little thing we call COVID-19, a lot of technological advancements in the industry with, you know, more and more prevalence of smartphone usage and devices and the internet just being more and more prevalent in our elderly populations. Things have changed quite a lot over the past decade, and we are very excited to be in this space to help as many patients as we can.
That's excellent. That's excellent. And let's talk about the chronic disease management challenge at the VA. We'd love to hear more from you about this.
Yeah, chronic disease management, it's very challenging in society today, not just at the VA, but across the entire country and globally as well. You know, we're dealing with larger aging populations, meaning, you know, more and more of people turning 65, 70, 80. We're living longer. We're a little bit more sedentary than we used to be. We're eating a little bit unhealthier than we used to be. And all of that combined just results in a much higher prevalence of chronic conditions like diabetes, like hypertension, like congestive heart failure, unfortunately, in our society. And we have to do a good job with managing these growing populations. And one of the biggest challenges that we face, and one of several challenges we face actually, is the fact that the number of patients that's growing is far eclipsed, say, how many healthcare providers we actually have in this space. So, you know, as we get more and more chronically ill patients and not as many trained pharmacists or providers, physicians, nurse practitioners in the space, you know, we're really losing that fight. And due to that, we really need technologies and new solutions and new workflows and processes to really help us, you know, catch up. That's one of the big challenges we see nationally. That's one of the big challenges we see at the VA. And that's exactly why we are in this space, to help develop these tools, help develop these new processes to really address these challenges. At the VA specifically, as you said earlier, you know, about one in four veterans do have diabetes, unfortunately. That's actually, you know, more than 2.5 times the rest of the country. nationally, it's only about 10 to 11% that have diabetes. Of the VA, you know, that's upwards of 25%. We're seeing the same issues with hypertension. We're seeing the same issues with congestive heart failure. And this is definitely something, you know, that we need to address. So when it comes to these types of challenges, looking at the VA specifically and how we can tackle this is very important.
Yeah, yeah, very important. A great segue into my next question. So tell us about the topic of clinical inertia and how this plays into this.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, with the problem of not enough providers in the space, and, you know, we're just having to manage more and more patients in our day-to-day lives, it's very hard to keep track of how everyone is doing. It's very hard to prescribe and optimize the therapies of our patient population. And hence, you know, something that we discovered, actually, the brilliant research group at the Atlanta VA discovered, was this term called clinical inertia a couple of decades ago. And we're just not doing it enough for our veterans. We are, not just our veterans, but the general population, because, you know, there just isn't enough time to properly monitor and manage these patients. You know, a lot of times we are hesitant in prescribing therapies or intensifying the patient's therapies, because a lot of times with chronic conditions like diabetes, like hypertension, they typically are not serious yet in terms of, you know, about to create some complications for the patient. And so oftentimes we might just delay that. We might just encourage the patient to do a better job with their lifestyle or do a better job with their exercise and diet. And a lot of times, unfortunately, that's very hard for the patient to do. So we often just delay the treatment until something bad happens. And that's really, you know, where a lot of the costs and complications occur from chronic conditions. Clinical inertia, this is what we call it, is caused by a lot of different underlying issues. I talked about staff shortages, but, you know, a lot of it also has to do with us just simply not being able to see what's going on with the patient. A lot of times we are just simply in the blind when it comes to trying to figure out, hey, what is going on day to day with the patient? What do their numbers look like? If they have diabetes, what do their blood sugars look like day to day? If they have hypertension, what do their blood pressure readings look like day to day? A lot of times we just don't get that information. Our healthcare providers are just not receiving that information. And even if they do, it's actually a lot of information to process as well. So trying to decipher any information that does come in to come up with a good and effective treatment plan for that patient in a short amount of time and very regularly, that is very, very difficult to do. And, you know, a lot of other factors contribute to this big problem we have as well. But, you know, these are just some concepts and some underlying issues behind what we call clinical inertia, and something we absolutely look to help address.
Yeah, again, another perfect segue into my next question, because you've certainly covered the wide range of challenges when it comes to chronic disease management at the VA. So with that in mind, tell us about how the DIASYS and DSS solution can help address these challenges and needs.
Absolutely. You know, and seeing all these challenges at the VA and outside the VA, we really approach this from a technological standpoint and try to develop, you know, some best-of-breed solutions to tackle exactly some of those challenges that I just talked about. You know, again, with staffing shortages, lack of experience, lack of education, lack of data coming in to the healthcare providers, or too much data coming into the healthcare providers' eyes and having to decipher all that information and create an effective treatment plan. All of that is really, really hard to do. And through the technologies that we've developed in partnership with DSS, we are actually addressing all of this. We are helping the patients package up all their data, you know, collect their data from their devices that they might be using, such as a glucometer or blood pressure monitor. We're providing them solutions where they can easily communicate those numbers to their healthcare providers from wherever they are. They could be at home when they're doing it, which again helps improve accessibility as well. And what that also enables is, if there's anything urgent that requires attention, the healthcare provider can immediately see that as well without having to wait 3 or 6 months when the patient comes in for a visit to find out something bad has happened a couple of weeks ago. We are able, as healthcare providers now, through this solution, see all that data in real time. We can intervene at the appropriate times. So we can intervene as needed to really help move the needle. And on top of that, as we're getting all this data in, we're actually analyzing and we're actually helping the providers make better decisions at the appropriate times as well. There's so many guidelines out there. There's so many medications and therapies to keep up with. There's so much data that needs to be processed. It's becoming harder and harder for a typical provider to digest all that and do something meaningful, effective, and safe for that patient. So we go above and beyond just collecting the patient data and presenting it. We actually analyze it against guidelines and actually make a meaningful treatment recommendation. That could be done right then and there without having the patient to come in for an office visit, which again, improves access, improves care, decreases costs, and decreases the amount of complications that could occur if these chronic conditions are not managed properly.
You know, you mentioned about patients not having to come in for office visits. And certainly during the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, it seems like there is all these new RPM solutions popping up on the marketplace. It was a big topic in all the health IT trade magazines. And I'm sure you saw all that too, being in this space. But would love to hear about how the Diasys and DSS solution is different to some of these newer players that joined the market during the pandemic.
Absolutely. You know, ever since the pandemic happened, that was just a huge catalyst for telehealth and remote patient monitoring services and solutions. Telehealth has been in existence for quite a while, actually, but it really wasn't until now that, you know, both patients and providers started to appreciate the value of it and started to really embed these services and solutions into their workflows. Their business drivers, obviously, their personal drivers, and their societal drivers and economic drivers for all of this. What really makes us different is that, you know, we fit right into those workflow changes necessary in order for these services to be successful. When it comes to the VA, we have a lot of different interconnected systems that we need to interact with, particularly the electronic health record. You know, one of the things that makes Diasys DSS unique is the fact that we're fully integrated into the patient record so that we can get all the necessary information we need in order to process and analyze and make effective treatment recommendations for that healthcare provider and their patient. And we address all of the security issues, we address all of the compliance issues, and we understand the challenges that the VA specifically deals with day to day and how their teams are organized in order for our solution to be very tailored for their workflows. One of the examples is we have started working with Pittsburgh, where we are working with their PAC teams, with their clinical pharmacists, in conjunction with their specialists, their endocrinologists, to provide a comprehensive service to the veteran population up in the East Coast. And through that, again, working with their models, with their unique workflows, with their unique systems and security challenges that the VA faces, you know, this is something we at Diasys and DSS uniquely do that no one else in the market does today.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And of course, it always comes down to care outcomes. So what are some of the outcomes that can come about from using the Diasys DSS solution?
Yeah, from an outcome standpoint, we have been seeing some pretty amazing results. And ever since our clinical research and experience over 10 years ago at the Atlanta VA that is published, all the way now in the commercial sector outside of the VA, we typically see with good adoption and great implementation processes around our solutions that a lot of outcomes can not only be achieved quickly, but they can be achieved and maintained over a sustained period of time. What we typically see with a lot of our patients, for example, is instead of, you know, the whole issue with clinical inertia and patients not getting to their goals in a timely manner, we're actually seeing patients get to go within, you know, as little as 3 months, just about 12 or 15 weeks, actually, and be able to stay at their treatment goals for, you know, well over a year. So we're seeing a lot of great outcomes. We're seeing an increase in compliance. We're seeing increase in medication adherence. We're seeing increases in patient engagement and satisfaction because now they feel like someone is actually by their side and paying attention to them and really caring for them, not only for their condition, but as a person as well. And that's very, very important for a lot of our patients. We're seeing similar outcomes between diabetes, which is really, really hard to manage, to hypertension as well, where, you know, we're again seeing outcomes in as short as 3 months to help get patients to goal. Because we're also helping manage the patient's medications, we're also seeing that we can accomplish much more significant outcomes than if you were to just manage the patient's diet and exercise alone. And the VA has great programs, the VA Move program, for example, that really helps, you know, patients lose weight, as an example, and help prevent diabetes or hypertension from occurring. But for those patient populations that really require medications to conditions controlled, we're seeing great outcomes over there because we see patients all the time with incredibly high A1Cs or incredibly high blood pressure readings that with diet and exercise alone cannot address. And therefore, pharmacotherapy is necessary. And through our solution, we're able to help get those patients well controlled, well maintained, and, you know, away from complications, the ER, and the hospital. On the patient side, obviously, we see a lot of great things, but what we're also starting to see is on the provider side, on the clinical staff side, a lot of great feedback and outcomes too. And I think that's very important, especially if we're trying to get hospitals and clinics and health systems to change the way they approach chronic disease management. You know, we really need to introduce a frictionless approach. And that's something that's also very unique and important to us, is trying to make sure that the Diasys DSS solution is easy to adopt, it's easily integrated into their workflows, and actually helps drive the positive behaviors that our providers should be taking when it comes to making good and safe and effective treatment decisions for their patient population. So we're hearing a lot of great feedback there as well. We're making their lives a lot easier. We're saving them on a lot of manual work that typically is involved with chronic disease management. We're automating and streamlining a lot of workflows. And we're really, in addition to improving outcomes for patients, we're also improving the work life and quality of the providers managing them as well.
That's awesome, Chung. I mean, so many outcomes there on many, many different levels. And let's switch over and talk about the future of care. So how will this type of solution really impact the future of care at the VA?
Oh, I think this is going to be, you know, really transformational. With the catalyst of COVID, there's more and more demand for virtual care, remote solutions like DSS, Diasys. Patients are demanding these services more and more. Patients like to stay at home. Patients don't like to, you know, travel as much to receive, you know, some of the services that they're used to receiving now. You think about how the world has changed over the past 5, 10, 15 years. We are able to get access to a lot of quality services right from our phones, right in front of our computers. And that shouldn't be different for healthcare. And with, you know, the pandemic happening, that has really, really shaken up the industry and revealed that, hey, our veterans actually want these kinds of services too. So in terms of how this is going to impact the future of care at the VA, we think we're going to see a much larger adoption of these virtual services. This adoption of these virtual services is actually going to improve workflows and management decisions, healthcare clinical management decisions at the VA for the VA providers. And overall, we're going to see a decrease in complications, decrease in costs, decrease in issues related to chronic conditions. And I think it's going to be a win-win-win across the industry over the next few years. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm really looking forward to how the VA adopts this solution and other virtual care solutions for the benefit of the veterans they serve.
Awesome, Sean. You know, we really, really appreciate your time today and great insights across the board. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
You know, I think we covered most of it. Like I said, we are definitely experiencing a paradigm shift right now with how we can approach and how we should approach chronic disease management across the entire country. Obviously, that applies to the VA as well, as we do serve a lot of veterans with chronic conditions. I think, you know, with the adoption of more and more of these innovative solutions and the implementation of new workflows that are more proactive versus reactive in our health systems, I think we could really, really make a dent together in this, you know, national epidemic of diabetes and hypertension and other chronic diseases we have today, to make a lot of lives, you know, not only healthier, but happier and longer and much more meaningful as well. So I'm, again, very excited to see how the space is going to change. I'm very excited to see how the VA is going to change and adopt these new solutions to improve the population they serve.
Great. What a great way to conclude this DSS Fed Health Forward podcast interview, where Chun Yong, the CEO of Diasys, was kind enough to share his insights into how the Diasys DSS solution helps to enhance diabetes and chronic disease management at the VA. And Chun, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.